This is Neil Doody for Art Sound FM, and this morning I'm up in Ambush Gallery at the ANU talking with Jess Cochran. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, Jess is ex-Canberran, now from London, and back here for summer holidays, really.
Yeah, back for a little break from the cold weather.
And we're surrounded by her work, because there's a new show that opens up on the 10th of February, which is called...
Mixed Signals.
Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, sure. Well, the show, the body of work was sort of a natural progression from my last show in London, just exploring themes, I guess, along the lines of symbolism and semiotics and the sort of hidden meanings within artworks throughout history. And then I also have, I guess, an interest in taking that into like a modern setting. So it's kind of the combination of those things for the show.
Yeah. And when we drill down into the works are all on the wall. And when I look closer, you realise it's not just a painting. You've started with photography, haven't you?
Yes. So that's the kicker, really, is I've always painted over photographic images. Yeah. And I take them all myself. So everything is shot in studio. And it's not like a professional photography studio. It's like in my art studio, natural light, very sort of raw and quite intimate, really. So it's just me and the subject. And then, yeah, that image is then sort of just color graded, really, and then printed out quite large scale. And then I paint over it.
Okay. Which is why it's worth drilling into those images. Yeah. Some of these are clearly done locally because I can see the Canberra milk icon there.
Yes, it's a sneaky little homage to home, that one. It's my favourite painting in the group, I think. I don't know, I don't really play favourites, but it's like quite a meaningful work, that one.
And so some are done here, some have actually been brought in, is that...?
So they've all been painted here, but there
okay.
was one shoot that I did in London before I left with a friend of mine called China, who...
She features here, doesn't she?
Yes, she's on the far wall, she's on the right-hand side, and there's two other smaller... pieces of her.
So you're normally doing works which start off with people you know?
Yeah, I have to know everyone to some extent. It's quite like, I don't know, it's just, you know, portraiture is quite a personal thing. And so there's, I think as well with a lot of the pieces that I do, predominantly I'm painting women and photographing women in like a very vulnerable state. And so there's an intimacy and like a sort of level of respect that comes with photographing that.
And if you go to the next level, it's like when you paint over them, you're actually, in a way, hiding a lot of the original messaging, I guess.
In a way, yes, but also arguably revealing a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think I've always been quite interested in how, I guess, like, societally, we use fashion, dressing, like, our choices in music or food or whatever it might be, to, like, express who we are as a person. And I think in the same way, there's also a lot of things that we do to disguise things that maybe we don't like about ourselves or we're self-conscious about or we're taught to be self-conscious uh-huh. about. So it's kind of... The conversation within all the works has always sort of lain around that main sort of topic.
Okay.
And then there's lots of fun things to sort of play into when you delve further into it, so...
Yeah. Now, I've actually had a bit of a dig around on your website, only at the top end. This is actually close to where most of your work is at recent times, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So when you come up to the Ambush Gallery, you'll find that the works are nicely spaced out and you get a good chance to see some of Jess's subjects in their raw estate. It's a very impressive looking show and I'm looking forward to getting into more of the detail about each of those works.
Welcome to share with you if you'd like to hear. Which, I mean, was there like a painting that you'd like to start with for the sake of that?
Or? No, you choose.
Well, I think the Canberra Milk one's good for a Canberra audience. So
yeah. It's actually called Canberra Milk as well. Okay.
Titled Canberra Milk. It was just, you know, it was just so, such a perfect opportunity. So many people were like, is this like a sponsored, is this an advertisement? And I was like, well, no, they have nothing to do with it, but it's just kind of tongue-in-cheek in a way.
Some of the other works that you'll see around the place seem to use local pastries in their
yes,
makeup
I
as well.
Yes, there was one of the portraits of a girl, Zoe, who's beautiful, just wonderful human, Canberran, photographer, just like really cool girl. Basically, when we were discussing, so with each subject, like based on the theme, I was like, you know, if you think of the word desire, what comes to mind? And then I sort of had a few sort of prompts and ideas of like, I guess, props that I like to use. But we both agreed that there's a, in terms of, I guess, if you want to talk sort of like body politics and femininity, I think for both Zoe and I grew up in an era where like diet culture was incredibly apparent and inescapable. And I think that that has like had quite a profound effect on like my generation of women and, you know, even like my mothers and their mothers.
Of course, yep.
Mm. I think that's only sort of really just kind of starting to change. And in terms of desire, we sort of talked about the desire to have like the freedom to enjoy what you want versus the guilt that you have from consuming something. So,
yeah.
You know, pastries were the perfect example, like obvious.
What they used to say,
stereotype, you know?
A minute on the lips and, you know, an age
lifetime
on the hips.
Lifetime on the hips, or yeah. All that bullshit. It's like, can't we just enjoy things and be fine and like feel good, you know? So yeah, we sort of played on that for that portrait. So, and there's three of Zoe. But yeah, I went to Lonsdale Street Roasters and was like, can I just buy all of the pastries that are in your cabinet? And they were like, yeah, sure, if you want. And I was like, this is an awful lot of money for pastries at the end of the day, but, you know, it was worth it. So
yeah, it's about the art.
I had a nice time eating them after we shot, so it was great.
Excellent.
Yeah. No, it was very good. And then I guess, yeah, the Canberra Milk portrait for context. So Sean and Hunter, the baby in the portrait, Sean is a really old family friend of mine, and she is a midwife, and she just recently had her baby. And I kind of had, for a while, I've wanted to paint a portrait of a woman, like, breastfeeding, or, you know, a woman with a child. And I thought, in terms of looking at, like, symbolism, semiotics, branding, things we consume.
Yeah, that one has it all.
Canberra Milk was just, like, I could not go past it. It was just way too perfect. And I think it's interesting. Sean and I both grew up in Canberra, for a start, so it's almost like this idea of there's definitely, like, a sense of home in that, but also I think there's a really interesting conversation about the way that women are viewed when they are childless versus once they've had a child, and in terms of going back to like sense of self and the body and being self-conscious or self-aware, there's a lot of conversation around how women are often shamed for breastfeeding in public. Lots of women sort of, again, feel the pressure to like, in quote unquote, bounce back after a pregnancy. Uh-huh. And it's this idea as well, also like babies consume breast milk and baby animals consume their mother's milk, yet we also consume animal milk. So it's sort of like this, there's sort of an underlying message of just like almost just how much pressure and almost greed there is in a way of like the way we view women that is just, I think, unfair. But it's also quite a, I don't know, it's my favourite portrait. Hunter's just such a cute baby. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, so it's one of those pictures that actually has everything. Well, it's been great talking about the work that you've got in here, Jess. The show starts on the 10th of February, goes until sometime in March.
Yes, the 15th, I believe, is the closing date. So we've got some time, which is great. I believe that the general admission for the opening night is already sold out. So unfortunately, the opening night, if you haven't already got booked a ticket, is all full, but there's plenty of time to come and see it.
Definitely.
And I'll be around. So come and say hi.
Terrific. Thanks for talking with us, Jess.
Oh, no problem. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.